Car Talk program this morning on AM 1400, an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos. And Brad, I don't know what's going on. I know we got Western Heritage Weekend in about a week.
There's always stuff going on in Bartlesville.
Yeah, people are running here and there and everywhere.
Well, it is. It's like summer again, right?
Yes, right. Yeah, at least for a few days.
A false sense of fall there, but you know, it always warms up again.
Yes, but it's nice to see the calendar moving towards that fall, and we've had a pretty pleasant summertime. It's been
a beautiful summer, and great. We're still moving out the 17s. We've got a few left. Our red tag sale is kind of dwindling a little bit. Most of the red tags are still up, but there's still a few there, and the 18s are rolling in all the time. We've been doing great with especially the 2018 Camry is off to an incredible start.
That is almost a redesign of the Camry, isn't it?
It is really. I mean, let's face it. That's, you know, for Ford, it's the F-150. Mm-hmm. For Toyota, it's the Camry. It's a core vehicle for them. I mean, you know, as a corporation, you need those solid stables, and Camry's been that for Toyota for years. And you know, let's face it, that segment's kind of changed. Right now, people are driving all kinds of different vehicles, mm-hmm. and so that midsize sedan is the classic, but it's not as big as it was, so it's super competitive. And so Camry wants to stand out, and it really does. I think the new one is going to be a great vehicle for people for a long time.
I was out at the county fair Friday of last week, and of course the Oldies and Goodies Car Club was out there, and they had some of, you know, cars from the 60s when they kept getting longer and longer and longer. And I said, yeah, we really did used to drive some of those cars.
But today's
automobile really has great styling.
Well, they have great styling, and they don't have to be small to have great fuel economy. The Camry, the new Camry, gets 39 miles to the gallon. Okay, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a hybrid. That's not. And you can get a lot of cars these days. They get 39 miles to the gallon, but they don't necessarily look or the size of a Camry. So it's really a different kind of vehicle, and you can expect that. I mean, obviously, the manufacturers are being encouraged to develop much more fuel-efficient vehicles, both by the, you know, how we work and by the fuel efficiency rules they've got to meet over the next few years. And so vehicles are just getting more and more efficient, and Toyota's a great leader in that. But this car has great power, great fuel economy. It looks great. It's got all the technology in the world. It's got safety sense, that great, we've talked about before, Toyota's commitment to putting that safety technology in, as a standard equipment in all their vehicles, and they've done that with the Camry, and they keep enhancing all that stuff. So, and that's great. That's what I talk to consumers all the time, and that's what they're looking for. I know is that kind of technology across the board,
the safety sense features as standard equipment.
Yeah, no, that's really what I mean. I mean, sometimes there's some kinds of technology and options that it makes sense to kind of build up the vehicle to higher trim levels, and you know, as you spend more money, you get more stuff. Mm-hmm. But safety is kind of one of these things that transcends all the trim levels, I think. And Toyota gets that. And I think Ford does, too. I mean, Ford's done that for years with Focus and some of their small cars. And, you know, they'll all have to figure out how to get that stuff into it. It's exciting technology. You know, stuff, you know, it's not all driverless cars and stuff. It's stuff like keeping your car in the lane, to letting you know that you're drifting a little bit out of the lane, identifying cross traffic before you do, maybe seeing a pedestrian coming out from behind a car before you can see it. Stuff like that.
With the backup cameras and in front of you.
Yeah, essentially eliminating your blind spots by having sensors and cameras around the car that see that stuff. And it doesn't have to drive the car for you. It can have all that technology applied just to help you drive better. And I think that, you know, that's really exciting to me because it does make the car safer and better for everybody.
I mean, in one sense, I think it's nice to be moving toward the driverless technology because I think it's important to have that technology available. But as long as we've had cars, the driving experience, putting your hands on the wheel, has been an important part of what we do.
Yeah, it'll be hard to take that wheel out of my hands. but that's, you know, that's the way I grew up, and I know like my son William is not necessarily going to feel that way. He's got a Corolla with safety sense, and you know, so this first car he's got has got lane guidance technology in it, and that's pretty cool. I think it'll be a different world he's sitting here talking to you in a few years, Charlie.
Well, I'll be looking forward to that, I think. But I know that it's important to you know, keep technology going and build better cars than what we did last year.
Yeah, no, that's one of the exciting things in our business is it's always changing and evolving back to the, you know, the very beginning with the Model T and how that brought you know, transportation to the world and made it so that everybody could afford to really get out there. It brought highways to America and essentially moved us from the, you know, not being able to move around as individuals to being able to, everybody in America can now go wherever they want.
And that was a nice thing that in this case, Henry Ford did, made the Model T affordable for the typical person who had a job.
Yeah. You know? No, I mean, that was like the first, I mean, one of the, not the first, of course, it's happened in technology and lives, but it was a big one in our last few hundred years, and you think about things. So iPhone's been talked about a lot the last few days, and that certainly changed our lives, too.
I'm not sure if it's the 8 or 10, but they're both coming out, so
I think it is both.
Yes. And some people are calling the 10 the X, so I don't know what they're exactly going to be called, but anyway.
Roman numeral 10.
Yeah, that's it. But I know that it's the people that build the cars, it's the people that service and sell the cars.
And again,
getting information out to your customers.
That's right. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's why we have the radio show here, and it helped tell people also about other stuff that's going on in Bartlesville. And, you know, a few weeks we have one of our great events that we've sponsored for many years, for over 25 years, I think we've been sponsoring the Willow Rock Road Race.
Right.
And we've got Bob Williams here today with us from Run the Streets. Bob is one of the founder of Run the Streets, and it's great to have you on the show. You guys took over the Willow Rock Road Race a few years ago and have been, it's really brought new life to that race and lots more competitors, and it's lots of fun, and your kids are, we see them out at all the races, so welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, so tell us a little bit about what's going on with Run the Streets here and what's going to happen here in October with the race.
Okay, so Run the Streets, we are in our 17th season, which is almost unbelievable.
Wow.
The program started in 2009, and so we do two seasons a year. We've had some incredible success with the program. We've had over 800 kids from this community finish a half marathon with that program, and they've logged a cumulative 125,000 miles in that program. So you think of a city the size of Bartlesville to have that many kids running half marathons is just amazing.
And most of them start the season, of course, not really running anything.
That's our typical kid is a kid who's never run a mile in their life. And we take them from couch to half marathon in 12 weeks.
Really?
And about 70% of our kids who start the season finish the season. So we have a pretty good success with that. And we provide that program completely at no cost to the kids. We buy them running shoes, running gear, pay their race fees, parties, hoodies, trophies, all of that, no cost at all to the kids.
Incredible. And you've got, how many kids are in the program now?
Right now we have just over 60 kids in the program. And the other part of Run the Streets is not just a running program, it's a mentoring program.
Right.
And so we have 35 mentors who are just the cream of the crop from Bartlesville. We have ConocoPhillips employees, we have attorneys. Judge DeLapp is a mentor in the program and has been for all the seasons.
Yeah.
And so it's a mentoring program first and foremost, and we happen to run in the program as
well. Yeah, I think that is kind of one of a great thing about it, because it's not really just about running. It's about what it takes to get off the couch and accomplish that goal, right?
Right. It's about goal setting and accomplishment and being able to plan. And really what we ask our mentors to do is just model that behavior for the kids. And when they come into the program, they look around and they see what everyone else is doing. They see the success they're having, and the kids just fall right into that.
That's great. And you know, I see them out there on a Saturday morning and the large group, and you know, so people, that's what that is. If you see a bunch of people, adults and children alike, maybe 60 or more, running, that's that. And what days do they run? I know sometimes Saturday.
Right, we run on Tuesdays and Thursdays after school, so we have a 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock, or a 6 o'clock. And then Saturday mornings we run at 7:30, which if you think about getting 60 or 70 teenagers out of bed at 7:30 in the morning to go run 5 or 8 or 10 miles, it's an amazing accomplishment. When you go to the local races and you see 100 purple shirts showing up, that's Run the Streets.
That's right. And so let's talk about Willow Rock Road Race. That's coming up. It's a classic race, been out at Willow Rock now for 30 plus years, and it's a beautiful event. If the weather holds, it's always one of the best of the season, and a great training run for the Tulsa run later in the year. So
it really is.
What's the date this year?
It is October 14th, Saturday, and I think that's OU Texas Saturday.
That is.
So you can come out and run Wool Rock and then make it home in time to catch the OU Texas game. But yeah, we've been Run the Streets took over that race about 5 or 6 years ago. As I said before, we provide this program at no cost to the youth, so there's no registration fees. And the reason we're able to do that is because one of the reasons is because of Wool Rock and Dunge's sponsorship of Wool Rock. So the funds we raise in this race go towards buying quality running shoes for these kids. We just got a shipment of 60 pairs of running shoes in for the kids. We get the best running shoes we can for them. And like you said, Wool Rock is a beautiful race. It's a unique race. It's a challenging race.
It is. So there's some hills out there, but it's it's such a beautiful place. You can kind of get lost in the hills.
It really is. You know, and if you are have been running, you know, 5Ks in town kind of thing, it's a really nice change of pace to go out to Wool Rock. The weather's usually nice and crisp, and it's a beautiful race. On top of just being a great race, you get free admission to Wool Rock and the museum for the rest of the day. So it's in its 37th year. It's an incredible
race.
And
it's still an 8K, right? It's an 8K race, so it's just about 5 miles. It's a nice distance for people that have been running 5Ks. It's not a full 10K, and it does set you up for running longer races later. And with the hills especially, it can be challenging. There's a fun run, too, usually.
There is a fun run that starts. I think the fun run starts before the before the 8K, but there'll be a fun run this year. And the 8K goes, if you've been to Wool Rock, you kind of have to imagine, if you haven't run the race, it starts at the museum, you run out to the gate, and then run back to the museum.
Right.
So it's a good race. It's it's a good test. But like you said, I was running Wool Rock for years before Run the Streets came about. And it's a great tune-up for the Tulsa Run. I've always said, if you can do Wool Rock, you can do the Tulsa Run.
And another thing this race is known for is the great shirts, because we've always had great shirts, and you guys have kept that tradition going. And so if people are interested in races, this is the race to come. I think it's always been a great value, too, really, when you look at overall what it costs to run a race, and the great shirts, long-sleeve shirts at the Wool Rock Road Race, and you get the entrance to Willow Rock and that whole experience. I mean, it's one of the best values in racing, probably, or in this part of the world.
It honestly is. And a couple years ago, we went to a Tech shirt. So you get a Tech shirt, a running Tech shirt, instead of a cotton T-shirt.
Yeah.
We are known for, and when it before Run the Streets took over that race, you know, I ran that on my own, and I always valued the Willow Rock.
No,
I still
too.
Got them. I got them dated.
No, there are many people 90s. Listening, I'm sure, who have collections. And, you know, those who, some may have retired, some may still be running. But
and I can't bring myself to throw them away. Like, I've got a drawer full of running T-shirts.
T-shirt quilts out there that, you know, people have preserved them in a lot of
that's
ways.
That's not unusual with runners, is
right.
it? That you have a large collection of race shirts. I know that. I know many guys who do.
Yeah, so it is a great value. In addition to, you know, getting the admission to the museum and the grounds for the day, there's, you know, we have snacks and drinks afterwards. If you've run local 5Ks, you've probably paid $30 to run that 5K. $30 or $35 to run that 5K, and so you're getting an 8K race out at Wool Rock with a great T-shirt, beautiful setting.
Great prizes and awards.
In our the last few years, we've kind of upgraded our finisher trophies to really nice trophies, and so it's a great value. It's a great event, and it supports Run the Streets. I don't know of any other race that you can run that actually supports a running and mentoring program. And so if you're a runner, your money's going directly to something that you have a personal interest in and something that you've found value in your own personal life.
Yeah, that's a good point. And this is a great program. I mean, talk a little bit about the origination of this program and what inspired you to create this, because I know that's a great story and we haven't really gotten into that part of it yet.
And I love the story. So I'm a runner, and I read article in a magazine, a running magazine, in 2006 called Marathon High, about the Students Run LA program out in Los Angeles, where inner city kids were running in a school program to run marathons. And I'm a juvenile probation officer with the Office of Juvenile Affairs. And so my idea was, why couldn't we do that with probation kids? And so I was actually out on a long run, running on Pathfinder, which is a real jewel in this town. And I formatted the whole idea for the program during that long run. And by the time I finished that run, I had the idea of how Run the Streets would work, and it still functions that way today. It took us, it's amazing. It's a true story.
Well, most runners understand that. Yeah. I think
the things that go through your mind while running,
it's a special time.
But it really anyway. Is. I always call it like a kinetic meditation. Like you're able to meditate while you're
really
moving.
It's very organizing and creates a very nice balance, because you're not really thinking about anything, but you're. Thoughts are going on. Right. Anyway, back to your story.
So anyway, the basis of Run the Streets is that kids who are on probation could do the program as an alternative to traditional probation. They would get their court costs, community service, probation fees all waived, and be guaranteed to have their case closed if they finish the program by running a half marathon at the end. And so I approached the district attorney's office here. I think Rick Esser was the DA at the time, and then met with Judge DeLapp and got approval for the program. They signed off on it and started in 2009. And the program's open to any youth in Washington County.
Yes, you don't have to be on probation.
No, you don't. And the majority of the kids in the program are not on probation or don't have any connection to our office. But since the program started, we've had over 150 kids successfully complete their probation and be released. By doing Run the Streets.
That's incredible.
And so if you think of a kid who's in trouble and has maybe a lot of negative peers and negative behaviors, to come out for 12 weeks, especially on those Saturday mornings when it's cold and you're running 8 miles, and the connections they make with our mentors are incredible. Our mentors are amazing. They bend over backwards for those kids.
Yeah. No, I've talked to many of them, and they really love the program. It really is rewarding to them, I think, is almost as much as it must be for the kids.
I've got so much more out of that program than I put into it. It's been a blessing to my life, and I know it's been a blessing to a lot of people's lives.
All right. Well, so there are always volunteer opportunities and other opportunities to help Run the Streets. So what if people want more information, whether it's about the Willow Rock Road Race or Run the Streets, what can they do? How do they get more information on that, or what can they do to connect with you to help if they want to be a mentor, or if they know, you know, how does it work to become a mentor, and I guess to become a participant? I mean, how does that work?
So we have a website, runthestreets.org, very easy to find. That's for the program. To register for the race, you go to rtswoolrock8k.com.
Okay.
Or you can go to our Facebook page. We have about 1,800 followers on our Facebook page. So any of those will link you to the other one. To become a mentor, you just go to our Facebook page, and there's a contact link there, and it'll send me an email, and I contact you. The mentors, we do two seasons a year, so we interview mentors right before the season begins. And
The seasons? When does that start?
They basically run with the school semester. So the fall season starts in the middle of August, and the spring season, we call it spring season, it's really the winter season, but you don't want to call it the winter season.
Not with your running.
Right. It's all about advertisement. But starts the 1st of February.
1st of February. So if you're thinking about maybe the next round here, you'd want to be getting ready for that around the first of the year.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great. Good stuff, and it's such a great program. And I think, you know, have people modeled this program in other parts of the country? I think, I know you said you get calls from people all the time.
I do get calls all the time. I spoke at a conference in Norman just a couple of weeks ago to tell people how to start a program like Run the Streets. There have been spinoff programs. There's a really big one in Jacksonville, Florida called Marathon High, and it operates at multiple high schools, so it's a bigger city, and they run it that way. There's one in College Station, Texas that one of our former mentors started called the Lone Star Running Program, and there's several in small communities around the state of Oklahoma.
That's really neat. Well, thanks for everything you do, Bob. I think it's been a great program, and we're really proud to support what you guys do.
Well, your sponsorship has been key in our program being able to continue and to do things like buy $5,000 worth of running shoes for kids each season.
Now, we're not the only sponsor.
No, you're not. But your sponsorship has been a little key.
But right. I mean, we love being consistent with programs like this, and the fact that you can take and change lives like this, and that it spreads out through the community. You know, I think people that listen to my show every year, they know we do like these kinds of programs that create these sparks in our community, and our, you know, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club or the FFA leadership team stop by the dealership on Tuesday to see me after a conference they'd been to, and you know, just great kids, and you know, they work so hard, and they're going through, you know, to raise animals, show them at the livestock show, come to this, or your kids learn, you know, getting off the couch, so to speak, and then, you know, finishing a half marathon, right, which a lot of people listening can't even imagine doing. Yeah.
And most of those kids can't imagine. We run 135 miles during the season, and so we tell the kids not to focus on 135, just focus on the mile in front of you.
That's the way to do it, for sure. So I guess let's mention the websites once again, because that might help people. So Run the Streets is, you just look for it on Facebook, is probably the easiest way to do it.
And then there's the RTSWoolRock8K.com if you want to go register for the race. The registration fees are $35 to register for the race. You can also register on October 12th at the packet pickup, and that'll be at the Run the Streets building at 200 Southeast Frank Phillips from 4:30 to 7. Or you can register on race day right before the race. You can come out and decide whether that weather is agreeable with you and come out. And I think it's $40 on race day.
Yeah. And that morning you head out, those don't know, you head out to Willow Rock a little early, and they close the gate eventually. So you got to watch that timing.
Right.
But it's, you know, I think they give you a half hour or something.
They close the gates at 8, I believe, and open them back up at 10.
And so that gives us time to run the race. And it is just beautiful. It starts there at the main, around the main center there where the buildings are, and then you run back out to the gate and through the animals and back along through the haunted forest into the by the lodge and up to the finish line,
and somehow it's uphill both ways.
I don't understand how that is possible, but it is.
You can always find those courses.
Well, there, it's also downhill both ways.
That's true. I think
we're focused on the uphill.
It's a flat course ultimately. But I remember the first time we took our kids out there to run in 2009. As we're driving back to the museum, they were like just stunned that they were gonna have to run that far on those hills. So it's a challenging race, but totally doable.
It is a lot of fun, and like I said, it's a beautiful place, and it all supports Run the Streets. And you know, so get out there, and even if you can't run the whole way, you can always walk, and
we have a lot of walkers.
Time. And you know, it isn't about the speed on these things, and it's not running a half marathon for most people isn't about how long it takes, is it? It's about accomplishing that goal.
In our program, we stress completion over competition, and so we're not pushing kids to run super fast. We're just training them to learn how to set a goal and achieve that goal.
Yeah, awesome. Well, once again, thanks for all you do, Bob.
Well, thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thank you very much. So, Charlie, come back here, and thanks a lot,
Bob.
That,
just completing the task is the major thing, you know. Yes, you do. I know everybody keeps score. How long did it take me? But that's not the measure.
You know, I've been a runner for most of my adult life.
My son just finished his eighth Ironman this weekend.
My father ran marathons, and you know, and I don't like to race that much anymore. It is about finishing and getting up and starting and accomplishing a goal every day. I mean, I love to do that every morning. I can knock out a goal every morning before I go to work, and then I know that I can control something. You know, it's a great feeling.
It is. It's meeting that goal, whether it's the end of the race, or in this case, building a great car and getting it in the hands of customers.
That's right. Or changing someone's oil for $9.95, or we've got don't want to forget the Dungis Q certified program, the 7-year 100,000 mile warranty.
That is a great program. How much do you charge for that?
That's no cost to you at all. It comes at no additional cost on all our new vehicles, It's a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. It's nationwide, includes trip interruption, roadside assistance, and tire hazard. We've got a similar program on our used vehicles that are qualified. Mm-hmm. It's a 2-year, 100,000-mile warranty on those, again, at no additional cost to you. Of course, we do have the Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln certified vehicles also.
Right.
I tell you, too, the used vehicles have been really great lately. I mean, we've been selling lots of them, and so we're really in the middle of an inventory buildup campaign too. Some of you may have been reached. My team has been reaching out to people with these vehicles, and so if you're in the if you have a vehicle you want to sell, or maybe you're looking to trade a vehicle, this is a great time. We need used cars, so bring it by or give us a call down there and let us know what you've got. We'll set an appointment and evaluate that. We can pay cash for your vehicle and make it quick and easy for you to get out of that car and into something new.
Well, that's the nice thing about the We Will Car Buy Your Car program in general. It's a cash offer whether you buy a car from Dundas or not.
That's right. I mean, you don't have to purchase from us. It doesn't have to be a trade. But if you do, we've got great deals going on right now in Fords. It's SUV season with $1,000 owner loyalty and plus zero for 72 on all the Escapes, Edges, Explorers, the Expedition. It's got 7,750 retail customer cash. That's a huge number. And then on top of that, you get the Dundas discounts, which you can check out online at DundasChoice.com. We've got internet prices, market-based pricing on every vehicle on the lot. So that's all up there online every day. And anyway, come see us.
The Q certification started off on the used car lot, right?
That's right. That's where we started a couple years ago. And then expanded it to new just a couple of months ago, and it's been a great deal. You know, we really, today's world, that's, we'd want to continue to differentiate ourselves from the competition. That's what we do with the 995 oil change, something nobody else can touch really. And we believe this is a similar program. A lot of people have maybe a lifetime warranty, you may have heard stuff like that, but a lot of times those tie you to that place of business. Ours is a nationwide warranty. All you have to do, you can take your vehicle to any ASE certified technician, and the warranty will help you fix your car. And that's so if whether you get relocated somewhere or move, it still travels with you, which is a great value, I think, to people.
And does that come with trip interruption too?
Yes, it does. And tire hazard proration and roadside assistance too. So if you got trouble in the car, you can just call and they'll come help you. It's a great program. We've got all the details online. If you have any questions, just look for that link on our website at DundasChoice.com once again. And that's where you can see all the deals on Fords, Lincolns, and Toyotas and our used vehicle selection. And anyway, it's a great time to buy.
It is a great time to buy. I think fall, September, just like we were talking earlier this morning about all the, traditionally the new TV shows all came out in September, but it's the same thing for the new cars. Traditionally,
that's right, new cars coming out. So this time of year, you have the great closeouts on the 17s, and then now we've got the 18s coming in pretty good supply, so you can compare the two side by side, see if you want the better deal maybe on the 17, or if you want the new stuff and a little bit more technology on the 18. But it's a great time because you've got the choice between the two. And those 18s are hot and fresh right now. They lease really great this time of year. If you think about it, if you wait later in a model year, leasing is based on residual values, and early in a model year, leasing is really strong and makes a great time to lease a vehicle.
And particularly for somebody, I think for the young buyer maybe who is just really not ready for a big auto payment yet, it's a good way to do it. And then for somebody who wants to trade every, let's say, 3 years, four
years.
That's
right, and most people don't understand that, but it just avoids, these days people might even consider an 84-month loan. I mean, that is a long time to finance a vehicle. Sometimes a lease can give you a payment similar to those long-term things, but at the end of 3 years, then you can walk away from the vehicle without having to have any equity issues. And, we see that all the time in our business, unfortunately, and that's, it's something we want to try to avoid. We want to keep selling cars, of course, but mostly want to keep people out of the financial difficulty that can create.
Well, that's the nice thing about the 995 oil change, and you're changing oil today right up until, what, 6 o'clock tonight?
6 o'clock tonight. We'll be out there, and you can come on by. We do it without without an appointment, no appointment necessary, or you can make an appointment online, schedule that, or give us a call. We'll be happy to help you. Got a great team of people out there on both the Toyota and Ford service drives. And, we, and you don't have to have a Ford or Toyota to get the oil change.
So. We'll talk cars again next Thursday morning on Car Talk on 1400 K1.
What does your homeowner's insurance cover? Call Phoenix Insurance for a quote at 918-336-5460. This is KWO.